specializes in amateur radio in the Valley and around the world. Whether you're already a ham or have always wanted to be one, you'll find out about interesting events and issues regarding amateur radio. Your host is Lynn Winkler, KB7LPW. To get in touch with Lynn, call 241-1510 or 1-800-293-5366. That's 1-800-293-KFNN. Ham Radio and More is brought to you by AEA Incorporated, Wallpaper World, Portofino Ristorante, and Antique Electronics Supply. Now, here's the host of Ham Radio and More, Lynn Winkler.
CQ, 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 Arizona, and welcome to Ham Radio and More, the only show of its kind in America. I'm your host, Len Winkler, KB7LPW, and this final show of 1991 is brought to you by the great people at Antennas West, AEA Incorporated, Ken Nichols of Linda Brock Auto Mall, Antique Electronics Supply, and Wallpaper World.
Hands up! Put your hands up! Lie down on the ground! Lie down on the ground! Face down! Do it now! Face down!
That was a recording, of course, of an actual police capture, and that's the type of thing you'll hear if you're a scanner listener. And today we'll discuss scanners and what can be heard on them. We'll have another live, or not live, but a taped conversation of a kind of an interesting development that occurred. Aside from the normal police, fire, and taxi cabs, you may be surprised to find out what there is out there. My guests in studio today are Jerry Schumacher, N7ULE, Steve Thrain, N7ULD, and Roy Consla. They are from the Arizona Frequency Directory, a company that puts together the absolute best product if you want to know what's out there to listen to. We'll get to my guests in a moment. First off, I want to wish each of you, each and every one of you, a happy and prosperous new year. I want to thank each of you for your support in 1991 and hope that amateur radio in general can continue to grow and even become greater in 1992 and beyond. As always, I invite your participation in making this show the Ham Community Show. Our phone number is 241-1510, 241-1510, or in DX land where we'll pay for the call, 1-800-293-KFNN. Just off the cuff, could they listen to us on a scanner frequency?
Scanner frequency, no, unless they listen to your link up to the transmitter.
Okay, I just was curious if you had a four, you know, whatever, it was on some weird numbers on it.
Well, probably in the 950 megahertz range, you would find your link to your South Mountain repeater or wherever your repeater is right here from the station.
Oh, okay. Give us a call and become part of the show. Next week, my guests will be Larry Brown and Gary Beaver from AMSAT, and we'll discuss what AMSAT is, how to get involved in this exciting program, and more. And the following week, my guest will be Morgan Hoagland. Morgan will be here to talk about the digital modes of AMTOR and RIDI. And if you listeners have any suggestions whatsoever for upcoming shows that you'd like to see or hear, drop me a line to Len Winkler in care of KFNN, 4800 North Central, Phoenix, Arizona, 85012. That's 4800 North Central, Phoenix, 85012. Also, remember, if you missed a show and you want a copy, just drop a blank cassette off here at the station, a note just saying what show you need, and I'll be happy to make you a copy. Once again, our phone number is 241-1510 or 1-800-293-KFNN. You're listening to Ham Radio and More on KFNN AM 1510. Welcome to Ham Radio and More, Larry. How you doing today?
Oh, pretty good. I just wanted to tell your listeners that we have a testing session coming up on the 11th of January out here in Apache Junction at the Golden Sun RV Resort. And the address is 999 West Broadway. That's the second trailer park east of Ironwood. And there is a freeway exit on the Superstition Freeway for Ironwood. You just take the Superstition Freeway east to Ironwood Drive, go north 1.5 miles to Broadway, and then you go east to the second trailer park on the right-hand side.
And if they want more information, what number can they call?
They can call me at 986-2298. Starting time will be 9 a.m. And they will be paying $5.40 for technicians through extra class license exams for 1992.
Okay, well, if anybody wants more information, they'll give you a call or they'll show up there.
All righty.
And thank you, Larry, for giving us that information.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. Antique Electronic Supply is the only place to go if you need a tube for almost any use whatsoever. They carry General Electric, RCA, Sylvania, Amperex, and more, all in stock for immediate shipment. In fact, they carry over 300,000 tubes in stock. 300,000 tubes in stock. And that's right. Their catalog lists about 3,000 different types, all with prices, and Antique Electronic Supply sure does have the lowest prices. In fact, you can ask Ham Radio and More's resident technician, Nick Seuss. He buys many of his tubes there. And they sell transformers of all types, power transformers, filament transformers, line isolation transformers, universal output transformers, and even high fidelity output transformers. They carry all types of capacitors, from metallized film tubular capacitors to variable capacitors to new Sprague orange drop capacitors. And they carry power supplies, speakers, tools, loads of books, and more. The big thing to remember is Antique Electronic Supply is the only place to go when you want to repair or restore an old radio. Antique Electronic Supply, located at 6221 South Maple in Tempe, Arizona, halfway between Rural and Kyrene, just north of Guadalupe. They're open Monday through Saturday. Stop by and mention Ham Radio and More for your free 1992 wholesale catalog. Or you can call 820-5411, 820-5411 for more information. Antique Electronic Supply, a one-of-a-kind company. I want to wish a happy birthday in a couple of days to John Moore, NJ7E. I know he wanted us to do that for him. So he's probably going to be 29 again. We have in studio today Roy Consula, and he's a United States Air Force retired. He's currently production of commercial aircraft navigational instruments. He has hobbies of radio monitoring, which he listens mostly to VHF and UHF public service bands, and he's a walking encyclopedia. We have Steve Thrain, who is N7ULD. He's president of the Arizona Society for Computer Information Incorporated, and at this time he's a data processing manager for a major manufacturing company. And we also have Jerry Schumacher, the AFD coordinator, N7ULE. And he's done a lot of things. He's been a sonar man for the U.S. Navy, and listening was the major part of underwater detection from reefs to submarines, underwater radio communications. He was exposed to amateur radio way back in 1959 at the Fleet Sonar School in San Diego. And as a senior electronic engineer, he worked in nuclear power generator industry. He's just done a lot of stuff. So tell us, whoever wants to take it, what is the Arizona Frequency Directory?
Okay, I guess I'll jump right in there, Jerry, here. Back in 1987, we were desperate for radio listings, and the only thing that we could come up with was books that were published in New Jersey or someplace else, and a group of us felt that we could possibly look into doing our own book, do something for Arizona right here in Arizona. So with that, we spent almost a year collecting numbers and looking at a variety of items, setting up a criteria, and we decided to do it our way. And we introduced the book at the 1988 South Mountain Ham Swap Meet, the annual event there. And from that point on, that launched the Arizona Frequency Directory. I must point out that some people are confused as to Frequency Directory. They say frequency of what? We should probably add to our title the Arizona Radio Frequency Directory.
Oh, okay. I wasn't trying to stop you. I was signaling something. Well, you've got so many different books here. You have four of them, actually, if I'm not mistaken. Or do you have five? I mean, if you want to call this, I guess you have five. No, this would be four, right? You want to tell us about which, what they are, all four of them?
Well, first of all, we have the Big Book. The Big Book contains everything. It contains multiple types of listings, such as listed by type service, another area is listed by frequency, another section is strictly by area. Then we get into what we call our Appendix A and Appendix B, which include the radio codes, the maps, the matrices, and all the detailed radio-related information. What developed a couple years after the first book came out was the because of the size of the Big Book, we came out with what we call the Handbook. The Handbook was designed for carrying a briefcase or in an automobile, and for quick reference. And what we did on the Handbooks is we took the type service section out of the Big Book and the frequency section, and we created two books. So one is listed by frequency, the other one is listed by type service, but they're a child of the Big Book. We don't have the radio codes, we don't have a lot of the maps and all the other information that's in the Big Book. Then this last summer at Fort Tuthill, we introduced what we called our micro list. The micro list took almost 14 months to develop. The micro list was focused at the Phoenix metro area, mainly towards the news media for news gathering. We expanded it before final production of it to include some basic statewide information. We included Tucson, Flagstaff, and of course all the state agencies, all the counties. We came out with probably, there's 16 pages here. And in that, of course, we did include some of the major ham radio repeaters accessible in the Phoenix metro area. But mainly the list is designed for the Phoenix metro area, Len.
Mm-hmm.
And for people traveling to this area, it's going over real well. It's small. When I say small, it's about 11 inches high, 4 inches across, and real, real thin. It goes over a glove box goes over a sun visor or in a glove box or in between the seats. But we tested this with one of the local media stations, and they used it for a month. That they came back, and we made some major changes, and this is the end product. It's been out, like I say, about 6 months and been very, very successful.
But there are all kinds of stuff that you can listen to on the scanner, and you did tiptoe in, and it's absolutely amazing. I'm sure that everybody's aware of police departments, fire departments, and taxis, but there are some unusual things that you can hear on scanners, and we'll get to that in a minute. But right now, I'm going to ask you to comment, Roy, on what you were about to hear. Ray, will you hit it for us?
Elevator seeing quad guys on the property. Get them out of here. I'm not going to talk to you until you get those people out of here. Do you read me?
Everything to you, please.
No, Ray. Why is Mesa PD involved in this? Why is Mesa PD involved?
Explain what they were listening to there.
You were listening to a negotiator talking to a barricade subject, and part of their discussion went out over the airways. That's why they wanted him to go onto a phone line and talk a little more private.
Okay. Okay. Want to tell us about something that the Coast Guard got involved in, a very interesting incident where amateur radio operators were involved, and so was the Coast Guard, and obviously you could have listened to all this.
Yes, this occurred on January 2nd, 1990, and a dive team from Tucson was out on a boat on New Year's Day, and it capsized. The people in the boat were in the water approximately 33 hours when a merchant marine ship came upon them, and a amateur radio, he made a long discussion with the United States Coast Guard out of Long Beach, California. And as a result, the six other people were rescued, and the Coast Guard made an extensive search later on to see if any other survivors could be picked up. This took place in the Pacific Ocean, and it was quite a ways away, and involved local people out of Tucson. The overall ordeal took about 6 hours, so it was a long, drawn-out listening effort.
But I'll tell you, some of the tapes that I listened to that you guys gave me, amazing. You guys listened to hours and hours and hours of this stuff. I mean, it can wrap up your a whole day without any question. It's amazing. As 1991 draws to a close, and boy, did this year go fast. I mean, this would have to be one of the fastest years, at least for me. I want to take this time to pass along a few words that Ken Nichols, WA7HXZ, the fleet manager of Lindenbrock Auto Mall, wanted me to pass on for him. Ken wants to thank each and every one of you for your support during 1991, and he really appreciates the opportunity to serve you. Whether you went to Lindenbrock Auto Mall for service on your vehicle, and you received the extra 15% discount on parts and labor because you mentioned this show, or whether you called Ken Nichols to purchase a new vehicle, Ken sincerely appreciates anything and everything that he was able to do for you. Ken really does care and eagerly is willing to show it with the lowest prices and best service available today. So take this commercial for Ken Nichols to be a thank you card to each and every one of you for the year 1991, and may it also be an invitation to each of you for 1992 to give Ken a call. No pressure, no hassles, just give Ken a call. Talk about a possible future purchase. Ken is there for you. That's Ken Nichols of Lindenbrock Auto Mall, 6601 East McDowell Road in Scottsdale. Give him a call at 228-2336, 228-2336. From Ken Nichols, his family, and Lindenbrock Auto Mall, Happy New Year to each and every one of you. Okay, there's a lot of new people that are getting into the scanner listening, and Steve, you're a new listener into scanners for what, how long now?
Only about 6 months I've actually been listening on a serious note.
Okay. And what would you recommend for a new beginner to start out as far as maybe, let's say they live in metropolitan Phoenix area, as far as maybe what type of radio or what type of scanner maybe they should purchase, or and what you yourself have found to be the most interesting and exciting thing that you as a beginner have found? I mean, I know we have people have done it for years and years, but you're new at it, so let's get your perspective.
Well, actually, I thought I'd take up interest originally with the Policeman type, because that's the most active type of listening you can do, I think, and fire as well. But there's other things out there that I've found that have become more of an interest since then. I went out to the airport to pick up my father from the airport, and I could dial into American Airlines frequencies and listen to the plane being talked down to the ground from the control tower, and knew what gate, when he was going to be showing up, and all that kind of thing. You don't have to look at the arrivals and departure screens.
And all that information, by the way, is in the Arizona Frequency Directory. I'm just giving you a plug, you understand, Jerry. Go ahead.
Thank you.
All right, as far as the scanner, there are many types out there. They're handheld, and there's base units. As a beginner, I would think that a good base unit might be something that has an IF that doesn't, frequency that doesn't get a lot of intermod. And the scanner that I'm using is actually a Radio Shack 2006. It's got a very good IF, and it scans pretty fast. It's got 400 channel memories, so you can store a lot of stuff out there, and you don't have to be plugging new frequencies in all the time.
As far as cost, what should someone be looking at?
Well, if you pick them up used, you can actually save a bunch of money, but I think new off the shelf, those are around $400.
Okay, I want to emphasize this is KFNN Radio and Ham Radio More, and our phone number here is 241-1510, 241-1510, or 1-800-293-KFNN. And if there's any questions that you have regarding scanners or even frequencies, you want to know a particular frequency, we have the gurus here, and now is the time to call and ask your questions, because we can give you the answers. Is that right?
I think we'll give it our best shot, put it that way. Every day we learn something new.
And we'll have a trivia question in a couple of moments that's going to be kind of neat. Were you finished?
No, actually, there's a few other things that I've actually listened to that have been quite interesting. When you're hanging around Christmas time shopping, you can actually listen into the mall security, so you can hear any of the action that's going on there, if there's shoplifting going on, or cars being vandalized, and just general what's going around the malls. If you want to know what the maintenance people are up to, you can actually listen to that as well. Who spilled what where, and clean that stuff up as well. We've just had a big rainstorm that's come by recently, and you can actually listen into flood control and find out which roads are going to be closed. They can give that kind of assessments over the air, and you can learn where not to drive and where to drive, which are best routes and which routes are ones to stay away from. Those are some of the types of things that maybe not, they don't have as much action, but they are very informative, and I found those to be very useful type frequencies.
Okay, why don't we ask the trivia question right now? Roy, you have the trivia question, and we're going to give away an Arizona Frequency Directory, not the big, big one, but one of the smaller ones. So this is a valuable $20 value, and we are going to give one, and the winner is going to have his choice or her choice. And our phone number again, 241-1510, 241-1510, or 1-800-293-KFNN. And I want to know if the Bears won. No, that's not the trivia question, and I know they were losing. Roy, what's the trivia question?
For the history buffs, what agency preceded the FCC? That's what agency preceded the FCC?
Wow, that sounds easy, right?
What agency preceded the FCC? Now, come on. Everybody should know that question. I didn't know the answer. I know the question, but I didn't know the answer. Okay, what agency preceded the FCC? 241-1510 or 1-800-293-KFNN? I'll tell you, I was looking through this big book, and I did take some weightlifting practice before I... How many pages are in this book?
Last count was 633.
633.
Which probably should be 634. We haven't figured out why the odd number yet.
Well, that's because you don't have a front cover. No, you do. Okay. And, you know, I found intriguing, you have auto racing, the pits frequencies and stuff, and frequencies that you can listen to if you... What were you giving me, Jerry?
Well, auto racing, national auto racing, NASCAR and CART has come to Phoenix in the last 4 or 5 years, and there is an interest. The Formula One, when it was here, there was an interest there. And by having these frequencies and trying to keep it up date, our sports coordinator, Jim, he handles that. And factually, he actually works the races, so he's able to validate the information. But it is very, very entertaining to spend a Sunday afternoon in the parking lot with no admission and listen to the drivers and the problems they have. In fact, I can't even repeat some of the language. They do speak English, let me say that.
Well, I know. I thought this was kind of neat to be able to do that. And then I was reading in this book where you've got names of some of the well-known drivers who live here in the Phoenix area.
Yes, sir. We had one gentleman from, I can't pronounce his name, from Scottsdale that won the Indy 500 race.
And again,
Harry Leyendijk.
Harry Leyendijk, thank you. Yeah, we must give him credit for winning that 500 race. But again, auto racing national level has come to Phoenix, and this is why we do try to keep it up to date as to the frequencies that the drivers use. And for people attending the race, if they can find a good set of headphones and get past the noise, there's a lot of interesting conversations out there, a lot of behind-the-scenes activity.
Well, I was kind of amazed at that type of thing. But there was all kinds of stuff. Now, you remarked about that before, Steve, that, you know, you don't need to call such and such an airline on the telephone to find out when your flight's going to arrive. You've got the frequencies listed. Let's just give, for an example, pick an airline and tell me what information, based on the frequencies, we can listen to all different things, the departure, the gate that it's going to be on, et cetera, et cetera. Tell us about it.
Well, the operational frequencies for some of the airlines are listed in the micro list. They're also in the big book. And there's also the approach towers, air traffic controllers for Sky Harbor. And, for instance, final approach control is 126.6 for Sky Harbor. And let's see, what else do we have here?
We've got the tower frequencies.
Okay, we've got the runways, the different runways, 118.7, and we've got 120.9. And if you want to get down into the specific airlines, American Airlines is 129.2, America West is 130.175. They have a few others in there. 131.775 is also America West. Let's see, what else do we have here? Ramps and gates for America West are 129.625 and 130.725. Continental Airlines, 129.925. Delta, 130.1. And there's quite a few others with the other major airlines as well.
Okay, well, I think that's fascinating that, you know, if you listen and you know how to listen, and that's something that I'm not sure, you know, you have to tune your skills because, I mean, how soon, you know, should you turn it on? And can you understand what the jargon is? And that's what we'll get to, because you've got some of the jargon in this book, pages of jargon and 10 codes, et cetera, et cetera. But right now we have a winner online. Charles Garcia, welcome to Ham Radio and More.
How do you do?
Okay, I do pretty good. How are you doing?
Oh, okay.
Happy New Year to you.
Same to you.
What do you have as the answer?
The Federal Radio Commission.
And how did you know that, Charles?
Wednesday, I was looking at the Now You're Talking book.
Aha.
Because I'm taking a ham class soon.
Right, I spoke to you, didn't I?
Yes, I'm the one for the tapes.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Okay, and that is correct. And Roy, you want to read your little answer on the FCC and the predecessor?
You want the whole thing?
Well, you can paraphrase it if you'd like.
It was established by the Radio Act of 1927. Regulation of radios in the United States actually began in 1910. That's when Congress passed legislation which governed the ship and shore radio telegraphic. So they decided then that they needed a more comprehensive regulation of radio, and they provided an act of 1912. And this evolved then later on into the FCC.
Okay. Well, Charlie, you have a choice. We have two different types, and Jerry, explain the two different books again. I know that you explained it, but here, let's talk about it again. One is the Type Service Handbook, and the other is the Frequency Handbook. And Charles can pick his choice. Do you understand what the difference is? I'm speaking to you, Charles.
Oh, could you go over it again?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Okay, Charles, the Type Service Book is an extract of the big book of the Type Service section. In other words, it's sorted in order by type service. So in other words, all the law enforcement's together, all the medical emergencies together, business together. The other book, the Frequency Handbook, it is listed by repeater outputs. Again, it's from the big book. And the back section of the book, we have listed by repeater inputs between 140
140 megahertz and 420 megahertz. So if you're hearing something and you can't find it listed in the regular frequency section, it may be in repeater input, and you can look it up there.
Okay.
And the end of the book is a few pages of the PL tones that most of the agencies have.
So which of the two do you want?
The first one.
The first one, the type service. Okay, we're going to have it here at KFNN Radio, and you need to come Monday through Friday, and it will be under your name, and just need to show some ID, and you can pick one up.
Great.
Okay,
thank
and we're
you
at
very much.
We're at 4800 North Central.
Right.
And I thank you for participating and knowing the answer.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Thanks for calling, Charles.
All right, bye-bye.
73. That was pretty good. We had a lot of calls, but they were all wrong answers. So.
Oh, really?
Yep. Oh, yeah. So you had
you did good, Roy.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Ray loves answering the phone and saying, "You're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong." If you want to see the newest and best products available today in the amateur radio hobby, you must see the line of products from AEA Incorporated. There is no question about it. AEA strives to be the best at what they do. They're not always the cheapest, but they are the best. If you want a multi-mode data controller for use on HF bands, the PK232 is the only one to buy. Its internal software includes special features such as what they call SIAM, Signal Identification Acquisition Mode. The PK232 automatically identifies Baudot, ASCII, AMTOR, and time division multiplex signals, then measures signal speed and polarity. A simple OK command automatically switches the PK232 to the recognized mode and starts the data display. And only AEA provides the type of full-featured host mode preferred by many professional programmers for efficient control of the 232. And more good news from AEA. I spoke to Jim Newcomb on Friday, and he said they began shipping their new Isoloop HF antennas, and within 2 weeks, they'll ship their new DSP-1232 and 2232 multi-mode data controllers, which will become the new standard for multi-mode data controllers. For a free catalog, give AEA a call directly at 1-800-432-8873. That's 1-800-432-8873. Or to see their products in person, drop in at Ham Radio Outlet at 17th Avenue and Camelback. I checked it out, and HRO has some great prices on the AEA product line. AEA Incorporated, where customer service is their number one priority. And now we'll go to that portion where Nick Seuss, W7ZMD, gives us a product review. He's going to review a couple of different radios today. Take it away, Nick.
Thank you, Len. This is Nick Seuss from Nick's Corner, bringing you this week's product review on the FT990 versus... with reference to a TS-930. What's all that mean? I had the opportunity to compare these three radios at the same time on the same antenna. The TS-930, manufactured by Kenwood, is my normal station radio and is in optimum condition. Plus, it has a few enhancements. The ASU FT-990 and the Kenwood TS-850 are current production and currently sell competitively. Major differences, the FT-990 is a self-contained unit which includes power supply and antenna tuner, which is an option in many units. This unit has an analog type meter indicating received signal strength, transmitter performance, output, etc. Also, this unit includes the digital filter unit, which is essentially equivalent to the DSP unit available as an option on the major competitor's unit. The TS-850 is what most people would consider a mobile rig because it does not include a power supply. Therefore, in your home, you must purchase an additional power supply unit. This unit has an optional antenna tuner which can be purchased and installed inside the unit. This unit has a bar graph type meter for indicating received signal strength and transmitter performance, output, power output, etc. The optional DSP filter unit was not included on this unit. It's another option. The three radios' S-meters tracked each other nicely on stronger signals. Receiving on all voice modes, AM, FM, and sideband, all three heard essentially the same signals. On CW, the receivers heard the same signals, but with interesting differences. It is always interesting to perform this type of a test because one of the primary factors associated with any radio is that the audio output is a measure of whether one unit works better than another. It may sound kind of obvious, but mention this because there are noticeable differences in the audio output which influence what a radio sounds like, which may give the new user an unbalanced attitude of a receiver's performance. The two currently new radios, the Kenwood TS-850 and the Yaesu FT-990, are considered to be competitive units. The interesting thing is that the basic prices of these two units are quite different. The 990 sells for about $2,000. This price includes built-in antenna tuner, power supply, and the digital filter unit. The Kenwood TS-850 sells for about $1,650. Sounds like a significant difference, but when you realize this unit does not include the power supply, nor the antenna tuner, nor the DSP unit, the total cost comes to $2,100 without the DSP unit. Which one should you buy? I can't tell you, because for your operating, perhaps one will have features that you will like. You new person just getting interested in ham radio, and this is your first purchase. If that's the case, you're probably going to be better off getting the least expensive unit you can find and get some experience learning what parts of the hobby interest you. As you learn what parts of the hobby interest you, you'll know what you want in the way of radio equipment. I would not say buy the best. If money is no object and you're the type of person who simply must have the most expensive, most impressive car on the block, then you'll approach your radio purchase the same way. You simply walk into the radio store, ask the salesman for the best radio, and be happy with your purchase. You may be disappointed with your purchase, however, but surely you won't admit it. You'll use it and be proud that you have the neatest on the market. It may end up not being the best performer, but you always believe that the performance of the radio is the best available until you start to learn the details of performance. This necessarily means understanding the unit in fairly specific terms. The FT-990 has 50 switches and 16 knobs on it. The TS-850 has an equally impressive array of controls on it. You know, it's your choice, folks. You buy what you want. That's just kind of a little observation on the performance comparison between the three units. That wraps up our discussion for this week. Next week, I'll have another product review for you. This is Nick's Product Review. Nick's Product Review Corner, stuttering a lot today for some reason, presented by Nick Sues, W7ZMD, phone number 992-4133.
Okay, thank you, Nick. I appreciate it. And, it must be the end of the year jitters. This is KFNN AM 1510, Ham Radio and More, and our number is 241-1510, 1-800-293-KFNN. Any questions for Jerry, Steve, or Roy about scanners, what frequencies to listen to? We're going to talk about what question you get most often from people in just one moment. Start off the new year right by decorating your home with some new wallpaper. And now is the right time to buy. Wallpaper World is running a special year-end clearance sale. Right now, you can get 50% off their regular list prices on all in-stock wallpaper. They carry over 100,000 rolls in stock in their stores, and every roll is now 50% off their regular list price. And remember, if you mention Ham Radio and More, you'll get an additional 10% off of that. And you can choose from top brands like Waverly, Crown, Sunworthy, and more, all in stock and ready to take home and hang. In fact, they have wallpaper for as little as $1.99 a single roll. And, you know, 6 to 8 rolls is about all you need for the usual room. So, see, wallpaper isn't that expensive, Steve. And if you need blinds, any type at all, see Wallpaper World for the finest quality made and all at super low prices and quick. In fact, you know, you can get blinds next day at Wallpaper World, especially duets and wood blinds. They're inexpensive, too. That's Wallpaper World. Six great locations in the valley to serve you. They've been here since 1977. Call 272-4788. That's 272-4788 for more information. Wallpaper World makes selecting custom decorating products an enjoyable experience, and they, too, wish you a very happy New Year. Jerry, what is the most asked for frequencies?
The last 3 or 4 months, we've gotten quite a few calls from people in Scottsdale. The Scottsdale PD system has changed instantly over to a new 800 trunk system that they share with Maricopa County. And there's been an awful lot of phone calls wondering what's the new frequency, what's the new frequency. And we set our people out to listening and monitoring and made some calls down to Douglas. And let me snuggle in a little closer here. And through the resources of various people, we have come up with the numbers. And if people want the numbers, there's 10 different numbers. We can either give them out now quickly.
Oh, sure.
Let's write that fast.
Yeah, or, they can write that fast.
Like I say, as many, I probably get 5 or 6 phone calls a week, people just asking for Scottsdale.
Well, let me tell you, I had the Scottsdale Progress calling me not once or twice, but 3 or 4 times asking me who to talk to, and I didn't know you then, Jerry.
Well, they didn't call the right people that time.
Well, obviously, they called me.
Okay, with this, I'm going to turn it over to Roy because he's good at giving the numbers. With my dyslexia, I'll have to give them twice, and then they'll still be wrong. So, Roy, what have you got?
Okay. Got your pencils ready?
Ready.
Start out with 860-9625. 860.9625. 859.7625. 853-3625. 857.7625. 858.7625. And you can also try 860.7625. Those are the primary bank. The first two numbers I gave you will, one per day will be the data channel, and you'll have to either lock it out or change it. The additional 4, which has growth capabilities, is 852-7125, 853-5625, 853-7625, and 854-3375.
Okay, and that's, they're using trunking, and you wanted, we explained this a few weeks ago, but who wants to explain exactly what trunking is again, to try to clarify it again?
Well, trunking is somewhat different depending on the manufacturer. Motorola trunking versus GE versus the Johnson system. Most commonly is the Motorola system. And what happens on this data channel that sounds like a chainsaw going off, it provides communications with all radios that are turned on, number one. There's handshaking between the portable radios and the base continuously. They can utilize various channels. They can call them 1, 2, 3 or ABC. It really don't matter. And what happens is when the channel B is a certain frequency, if the all the radios set to channel B in the field, they'll automatically be on the specific frequency that they should be on at the time. The advantages to a trunk system is taking the minimum amount of frequency and getting the maximum amount of usage. Some neat things it's capable of, because it is our taxpayer dollars that do provide these radios. When a radio is stolen, an 800 radio is stolen, a Motorola system, for example, the operator at the desk can key in the fingerprint, the serial number of that radio, And the first time that radio is turned on, it's totally disabled. It's not worth $5. It's nothing but a door anchor, despite it cost $800-$900 new. So that is an advantage. It's a very good deterrent as to anybody stealing radios and trying to use them. They can't be used. Once they're disabled, that's it. They have to be reprogrammed by a radio shop. But anyways, getting back to what a trunk system is, they can program the computer to make it act any way they want. They can stay on the same frequency over and over again, or they can switch frequencies. They don't purposely switch frequencies to make it harder to listen to. The reason for changing frequencies is to maximize the usage. At this point here, I don't know. I guess I could just ask, you know, answer any questions that you have.
Well, if anybody has any questions on trunking, don't hesitate to call. Any other questions about scanners, etc., participate. We're here to help you. 241-1510 or 1-800-293-KFNN. And there, coming through the door, is the birthday boy, John Moore. You have a question? Come on up to the microphone.
Yeah, in particular in the case of Scottsdale, if one wants to monitor it, do you poke in all of those frequencies you gave and then kill the data channel and just hope that you can follow the conversation, or are they a little more predictable than that?
Well, right now they're using at least four or five of these, and again the data channels flip-flops between the two every 24 hours, usually at midnight, depending on what the computer wants it to do. The other problem that they have listening is the IPS with Maricopa County is also on three of those frequencies, which means that they share them. So you might hear some intensive probation system talk from time to time, not being Scottsdale. That means that it takes more than one radio to listen if you want to listen to all of it. It's like the fishermen. I met a man one time that claimed that for 40 years he was an avid fisherman, and I asked to see his poles, and he said, no, he only had one pole. And you're going to find that people that are avid listeners will have more than one radio receiver. It takes, and sometimes with the 800 system, it takes two or three or possibly four or five radios to be able to listen to all of it and not miss any of it.
And how many do you have, Jerry?
Oh, gosh, my wife might be listening. probably 12 or 13, 14, something like that. The person you need to ask that to is Roy over here.
Okay, Roy.
I'm usually running about 11.
11 at the same time?
No, I usually max out listening at about 6.
And do you have, how many tapes do you have going at the same time?
Only one.
Oh, only one. Okay. Well, amazing. I'm telling you. And then we're going to get it. I want to ask you some questions because I thumbed through this book, and there's some really intriguing titles here, and I want to know what I can listen to. I mean, the Detroit Lions? And I want to finish off 1991 by telling you about a product you are all somewhat familiar with if you listen to the show at all, the Antennas West Tiger's Tail. I know it sounds funny, but the Tiger's Tail is a very real product, and it really does work. It is used on handy talkies to increase their transmit and receive. There is no doubt about it. A Tiger's Tail really works. It'll definitely improve your transmit and receive by 2 to 4 dB or even more. I've tested it on a spectrum analyzer, and it works. It's a simple device. All you do is put it on the antenna connector of your HT, then put your rubber ducky on it. It weighs almost nothing, doesn't get in the way, and improves your signal. You can actually put your HT on low power to save your battery and get high power results. And for under $8, the Tiger's Tail is a must for all HT users, which means most of us. So give Jim Stevens at Antennas West a call today and order one, or order a couple. And please tell Jim Ham Radio Moore told you to call. His phone number is, are you writing, 1-800-926-7373, 1-800-926-7373. And while you're at it, tell Jim I said Happy New Year. That's Antennas West's Tiger's Tail. Don't leave home without it. Okay, now I'm looking at this large book that you have, and it has Detroit Lions home games from the coaching box to the field. I mean, this, you really could tell us about it.
Well, first of all, I can't remember when the Detroit Lions have ever played here in Phoenix. Well, in fact, they probably won't. But the original concept of the book was, if you're going out of Arizona to a surrounding state for the weekend, why have to go buy another book? So we've included what we call travel frequencies within the Arizona Frequency Directory, which do cover the basic frequencies for the surrounding states. I don't know if Detroit Lions plays in Denver. I don't know if they play in San Diego, but we've listed the team in there. In fact, Steve here has attended the Cardinals game, and he's been able to listen to ESPN. And what else, Steve?
Well, TNT broadcast the Dallas Cowboys-Cardinals game, and I picked that up quite well. You can also listen to the various security around the stadium. You can also listen to the maintenance crews. You can listen to the halftime goings-on. Those kind of things are very simple to listen to, and they're all within a small band range, pretty much on a scanner. So you can either search from a beginning to an ending frequency, or you can actually program them into a bank and just have it on scan and go at that point.
Oh, well, I wish I could have listened in to the Chicago Bears and helped them along, because my team lost 17-3.
Oh, no.
Oh, well, next year, there's always next year. What else? 17-13. Yeah, well, what'd I say? Oh, 17-13, okay, well, that's as long as they lost, that's pretty bad, in my opinion. Okay, now I'm reading here, the Aladdin Casino Hotel Operations. Now, can I really find out from the Aladdin what's going on?
Absolutely, absolutely. A lot of our listeners and enthusiasts, they do go to Vegas, they go to Condex, they go to Laughlin. And again, we cover the travel frequencies for the surrounding states, and we have input from people that work in the casinos up there, and yes, you can listen to them. And if machine number 559 has been refilled three times in the last hour, you might want to go find that machine. Yes, house cleaning, refilling of machines, doing maintenance, security problems. I personally don't recommend that you walk into these places with a scanner or HD or ham radio or anything on your side, because eyebrows will rise, and I'm quite sure they will want to talk to you. But when you're sitting up in your room or you're driving by, very interesting listening to.
Target stores, so you got stores here and their store security frequencies, SeaWorld's entertainment frequencies. I mean, this book is really loaded with stuff. What of all the frequencies, and I would take one from each one of you guys, do you find the most entertaining or the most interesting or the most action-packed of all the frequencies? And why don't we start with Steve, because he's looking for everybody else.
Gotcha.
Okay, this is going to be good, because I'm going to start them off, and I'm going to take an easy one so that they're going to have to think a lot harder than I did. The first place that I tend to start off with is the fire frequency, the main fire channel, 154.19. They'll dispatch out a call for an accident or for emergency medical or something like that. They'll give the channel that should be the units will be listening to, and then you follow over to whatever particular channel that they have called, and from that point then you have to listen to the traffic to see what's going to happen, who they're going to call, if they're going to call in an ambulance service, if they're going to call in for the police or anything like that. Then you have to follow those frequencies. So it's really a chain. It's not really one particular frequency, but that's the one that I tend to start with.
Okay. Jerry?
Well, I'm going to jump in here before Roy to make it more difficult for him, but he's a better thinker than I am. I listen according to the day of the week, time of day, what's going on. Summertime, on the weekends, I listen to the lake frequencies. Which
Why
is
did
one
I think I was going to get an analytic approach here? Go ahead.
Maricopa County lakes frequency, some people call it search and rescue, but it's still the lake frequencies, and that be the 159.09, and the other one would be 39.28. I repeat, 3928. And because that's where most of the action is on the weekends. As a background channel, I listen to AirVac dispatches to things that are very, very, very important, very critical sometimes. If we have outages and storms coming into the area, I will go listen to the aircraft. I'll listen to the aircraft because they check in 52 miles before they get to Phoenix. They report what the actual weather is. You want to know what the weather was an hour ago, listen to NOAA Weather, and they'll tell you what it was an hour ago or yesterday. We listen to APS outages, SRP outages, Southwest gas outages, so on and so forth. Again, it depends on the situation. It depends on the weather an awful lot.
Okay, I don't want to cut you off, but I want to bring up something after Roy. Go ahead, Roy.
I a lot of times park a radio on 453.2, which is a Phoenix channel. It's a channel 2 UHF, and they'll simulcast on their VHF, so many times you won't hear the second conversation. But you will hear a lot of the hot traffic going out to the different areas. Then you have to know where to go to after that. By listening to this particular frequency, I can just monitor and listen for keywords just for certain hot traffic, and then if it's a worthwhile story, I'll go chase it. Another frequency that a lot of people don't like to listen to, but I can handle, and that's the Rural Metro Fire, 154.370. They do a lot of talking, but you must listen and only listen for keywords and block out the rest of the conversation. And another aircraft frequency is the Eagle Rescue, which is 155.235.
Okay. All right. We want to touch on, we got 3 minutes left, so we got to touch on a couple of things. Steve, you want to talk about railroads?
Sure. I'm looking at a page from the Arizona Frequency Directory Big Book, and it's the Arizona Major Railroads, the road channels. And it's basically a state map with the main branches of the different railroads drawn out and depicted. And within that, it's got the road frequencies that each one of the different lines that run through Arizona are actually on. So if you want to hear what kind of traffic that the railroads are up to, you can actually tune into just some different frequencies that they have and listen to railroad traffic. If you want to hear an end-of-train device, which is you want to listen to it once and that's about it, because it doesn't really talk to you, it just makes funny squeaks. But that reports back to the stations, what type of problems that a train might have, how many cars and so forth. But Jerry here is showing me the frequency, which is over here also on this page. It's 457.9375. Hear it once and that's enough. For the Santa Fe Railroad.
Okay, we only got 2 minutes left. I want to tell you that the large book, the Arizona Frequency Directory, has unbelievable amount of knowledge other than just frequencies. It tells you 10 codes. It tells you Q codes. It tells you the different codes that different agencies use. It gives you the Arizona Revised Statutes Title 13. And if you want more information or you want to possibly order one of these books or get one, the Arizona Frequency Directory phone number is 486-5776, 486-5776, and you'll get the dealer information on that. It is available throughout Arizona. And I really appreciate it, Jerry and Steve and Roy, for being my guests today. And thanks to my sponsors for helping to bring this show to you each week. Thanks to Wallpaper World, Antennas West, Ken Nichols of Linda Brock Auto Mall, AEA, Antique Electronic Supply, and Sundrop of Arizona. Again, a very happy New Year to all. Sincerely, don't drink and drive this New Year's, and make your simple ham radio New Year's resolution. If you don't belong to a local ham club, join one and get involved. That's all for this year. See you in 1992. This is Len Winkler, KB7 LPW. Clear to next week at 1 p.m. 73's Arizona.